brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 8th day of March, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And believe me, this is a transmission you do not want to miss. I am really starting to get spooked by what's going on. I just had the Southern Poverty Law Center call me. They're doing some cover story on yours truly for their intelligence report that they mail out to millions of people's homes. My parents, for some reason, get it in their mailbox. Anybody who's middle class, I guess, gets one. And they tell you who's dangerous and who's bad. They set the parameters of reality. If they say the moon is made of cheese or Iraq has WMDs, it must be true. And, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been saying that the Tea Parties and 9/11 Truth are going to do something violent when no one had done anything violent. And Chris Matthews and Glenn Beck were parroting what they had to say the last few months. And then right on time, you have the Pentagon shooting. You have Joe Stack. And in the middle of it, yours truly is continually being demonized. Very, very creepy. And I got to tell you, I've had a chill running up and down my spine as of late, not just for myself personally, but for this whole country and this whole planet. There is no doubt that the establishment is getting ready to really shake the planet up in an attempt to bring in their globalist agenda. So I want to break down the Pentagon shooting, Joe Stack, where this is going. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the mainstream media don't start demonizing a group and saying they're violent and going to carry out violence until the Pentagon and the Justice Department and private corporate black ops are getting ready to stage terror. And the Joe Stack situation, the Pentagon, both coincide with preconditioning. And then there's all the dovetail signs, all the earmarks of a staged event. And these are only preparatory to get it on people's psychological radar that, oh, these are bad groups, the birthers, the tea parties, the truthers. They're going to get you so that these groups can be demonized, when these are the only groups exposing the banking takeover and what the New World Order is doing. And these are groups that are exploding in size and popularity. The demonization is now here. And I have been singled out as the chief demon. I am now the chief devil, according to these people. And they've got their COINTELPRO at the low level, opening up simultaneously, all revealing themselves as operatives, opening up on this talk show host. And it has two effects. It makes this radio show and everything we do that much bigger. But that is only done in the final process to build us up to then destroy us. And I don't know what form that will take, but I have a good idea. They've got to be careful, though. They tried to destroy Ron Paul in 2008 and only made him bigger. He survived it because a lot of us stuck beside him when the media ran its disinfo pieces against him. But this is definitely a time to gird ourselves because things are just now starting to heat up. And then there's so much other news. Max Keiser is joining us coming up in 2 hours. Very important broadcast today. You'll definitely want to stay with us. Please call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in today. They don't want to miss this important information. Stay with us.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit, make sure hands go.
Wow.
MaxFit, make sure hands go.
Wow. MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fit Glove technology.
It makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit. Make sure hands go.
Wow.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Calling on every honest and vigilant Muslim in the countries of the Zionist Crusader Alliance in general, and America, Britain, and Israel in particular, to prepare to play his due role in responding to and repelling the aggression of the enemies of Islam.
In a new web video, the American-born spokesman for Al-Qaeda calls on Muslims serving in the U.S. military to emulate the actions of Major Nidal Hassan.
The Mujahid brother, Nidal Hassan, is a pioneer, a trailblazer, and a role model who has opened a door, lit a path, and shown the way forward for every Muslim who finds himself among the unbelievers.
Hassan is charged with killing 13 people at Fort Hood in November.
I believe that defiant brother Nidal is the ideal role model for every repentant Muslim in the armies of the unbelievers and apostate regimes.
Just hours after this video was released, Pakistani intelligence officials announced that Adam Gadan, also known as Azam al-Amraki, had been arrested in recent days. In the video, Gadan goes on to say fighters should target mass transportation systems and also wreak havoc by killing or capturing people in government, industry, and the media.
You shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that military bases are the only high-value targets in America and the West. On the contrary, there are countless other strategic places, institutions, and installations which, by striking, the Muslim can do major damage to the Crusader West.
Gadan also recommended finding ways to shake Muslim confidence and stifle spending. Matt Friedman, the Associated Press.
was the disinfo piece by the Associated Press yesterday that has almost zero credibility on military and terrorism news. The AP, every few weeks, runs a headline. Bin Laden puts out new audio tape, or Bin Laden puts out a letter on a website. And then at the bottom of the article, it always says, we cannot confirm this new audio tape or videotape or text is Bin Laden. And then months later, it comes out it's not. He's been dead since 2001. U.S. intelligence has even admitted that. Kidney failure. And yesterday they announced they had Adam Gadahn 2 days after his new video praising attacks on military bases and other targets to coincide, of course, with the Pentagon shooting, to psychologically create the idea that 9/11 truthers work with al-Qaeda. And by last night, they had to admit, CBS News, Associated Press, you name it, oh, Adam Gadahn wasn't captured. Just like a few weeks ago, they had the big offensive going on in Afghanistan against Taliban-held areas, supposedly. That means groups growing their own opium and not running it through Western banks, not loading it on U.S. C-130s. 12-fold increase in the last 8 years in opium, in smack hitting the streets globally. Hundreds of billions in liquid secret cash for our rulers. They announced they'd captured number two in Taliban. A week later, it came out it wasn't true. They just announced, oh, we captured number two. Oh, we captured number three. And, of course, it's all over the news that Adam Gadahn videos and other al-Qaeda videos have been uploaded by U.S. government intelligence fronts in the same video layer as the U.S. intelligence front's video bugs. The al-Qaeda video is loaded in by the same CG in the same video layer. They're so lazy, they don't even make one fake video with Gadahn up there, grandson of ADL founding board member, arrested for beating up Muslims outside mosque in California, hated Muslims so much, and they came to him and said, we got a way for you to really, you want to beat these people, young man? You go and pose as one of them. And then later when we're done with you, after a decade of you doing this, we'll stage your death and give you a face job. And, of course, it's been declassified. Black Ops does that all over the world. And so the public's all saying, oh, Adam Gadahn was captured, Alex. Guess he isn't a fake. Oh, really? And I said yesterday on air before I learned that simultaneously, by my last hour, it was then announced, okay, we didn't capture him. It wasn't true. But they even made that a footnote. They still kept running headlines, Gadahn captured, but not the Gadahn we thought. They would bury their retraction in other articles. This is how stupid they think we are. This is how stupid they think you are. They think you will buy anything they put out. It's like they claim they killed Chemical Ali 4 separate times. Then they executed him, what, last year? They killed him 4 times. They killed Saddam's sons 3 or 4 times. They killed different al-Qaeda leaders, in some cases, 14 times. And would never retract the last time they killed him, just announce every few months they killed him again. Now, you'd think that they wouldn't be so lazy and would pick other supposed leaders they'd killed and make that up, but they're not lazy. They're setting the precedent to lie to you in the open at a cartoonish, absurdist level to where the media just psychologically gets accustomed to accepting mass lies and never questioning. They're setting the precedent. Now, the whole world is hurtling towards total financial collapse. A new order is being formed on the ashes of the globalist last system. The head of the IMF today is announcing that all Western nations will pay taxes directly to the IMF and World Bank to, quote, save the earth, and that they don't even need any nations to ratify it, that the G20 leaders the private banking heads that run our governments have already agreed at their meeting 4 weeks ago in Australia. They don't need a Congress. They don't need a parliament. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. They have moved most of our industry over to China. They are now creating a new Cold War between the U.S. and China. It is all staged. They will use the threat of China as a pretext to shut down freedom on the web. That is being announced today. And now all the West has got to do, the people that control the West, is shut down any domestic dissent, supposedly for the people, by the people. We supposedly run our countries. Our Constitution is supposedly the law of the land. But no, anyone that talks about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, anyone that questions staged terror, anyone that questions Obama's birth certificate and all of his deception and his records all being sealed and his real name being Barry Sotero, and anyone that wants a pro-Second Amendment system, you are all internally the number one enemy of the so-called government that sits atop our country sucking it dry. All the internal reports, all the internal training is for you, the gun owner, the American. And now they're preparing the white Al-Qaeda story. They've been putting it out for 5 years, quietly setting up their story on BBC and Fox and CNN and having Glenn Beck, who we can trust, put it out. Oh, he's a good guy. We can trust him. He says we need new taxes. He says we need the Patriot Act. He says he is worried about domestic constitutional terrorists. And so the talking point is now being put out there at an exponential rate. ADL reports, Southern Poverty Law Center reports every day. Mainstream media reports, the enemy within, the enemy within, the enemy within. The citizens are going to attack. They're terrorists now. You bet we're using the Patriot Act against citizens and even non-terror related. Oh, we've got to put mobile homeland security TSA checkpoints all over America. That was announced over the weekend. We're going to randomly put citizens through it and set you down in brain scanners. I have audio and video of this coming out in the next hour when we go live at prisonplanet.tv. Oh, we're going to have mobile centers that brain scan you, and we're going to be asking you questions, and there's going to be heavily armed troops everywhere. First, it's D.C., New York, Boston, Dallas, Chicago, L.A. Now even small towns have paramilitary troops out, regular Army, Marine Corps, National Guard, suddenly all over the news running checkpoints. All the TV and dramas and sitcoms and movies are set around fictional police state futures where to leave your house, you've got to go through a checkpoint and SWAT teams are everywhere. Just all mass conditioning for the incredible tyranny being brought in that by design is set up to bankrupt you and your family, to make you dependent on government for the social engineers to be able to fully take control of your life. And it's all written down. It's all admitted. It is the most nightmare control grid that you can even imagine. Forced drugging of the population, Ritalin, Prozac, vaccines, all being pushed. The good news is they tried to push forced inoculation nationwide in places like Massachusetts and New York State, and they failed. And so now suddenly there's dramas and sitcoms and movies about people that don't take vaccines being terrorists. And they're massively increasing the police and staging terror attacks against police. There's going to be more to make the police and military absolutely hate the American people. How long have I laid this out for you? And who are they setting up as the ultimate evil now in the mainstream media? Alex Jones. Why? Because I've got their number. So I need your prayers, and I need your support. I can handle the stress. I can handle and control the subconscious fear. I can continue on. My team can continue on as we go into very dark waters. But I do need your prayers, and I need your support. We've got to take the energy they're putting up against us and use it like a judo move to smash the New World Order politically. Because this is not 1995 when they could stage terror attacks and blame it on the Patriot Movement. This is 2010, and we're going to give the globalists a run for their money, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep on a coming.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Corporate media that's losing its credibility is in a desperate gamble to set the parameters of what can be discussed, what can be talked about by the American people. You've got over 90% of the public in major polls, the most angry we've ever been in history, in modern history, against the illegitimate government. The people now know the banks have robbed them of $28 trillion and growing, and they've just gotten started. And they want to use the stolen money to fund the total takeover of their world government. They're coming out in the open. Everything the Patriots have talked about has come true. The forced inoculations, the legislation for FEMA camps, the army on the streets, domestic checkpoints. Coming up next hour, I'm going to break down the physical control grid they're putting in. The brainwashing of children in school. The use of the Patriot Act thousands of times per year, per state, by state governments, by county and city governments against non-terror-related individuals. Domestic violence, marijuana, taxes, the homeless. The Pentagon works for offshore banks. It's publicly said it runs the RFID, the internet, the entire system, the license plate readers, everything. San Diego, young people having to thumbprint to ride skateboards. The churches being federalized, the clergy response teams. You couldn't write a Kurt Vonnegut novel about a future police state and have it more satirically over the top. This is more scientific than Brave New World, more brutal than 1984. They've built the control grid in parallel to our republic, and now they're dissolving the pillars of the republic and absorbing us. This isn't a game or a joke, this radio show, ladies and gentlemen. This is reality. And all of you, whether you serve the system or not, you're in the crosshairs of this thing. I don't even know what to do anymore. It's just so diabolical. And we've allowed this level of evil to be set up. That we've allowed the media to tell us torture is good, torture of people's children in front of them, secret arrest, an end of habeas corpus. And now the media is saying, use all of these systems against the American people. And that's what the Patriot Act says it was designed for in Section 802. Look at this article. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents inside the U.S. McCain and Lieberman have introduced a bill to do it. And that's not just PrisonPlanet.com and Paul Watson that breaks this down. Here's the Atlantic, Atlantic Monthly, a detention bill you ought to read more carefully. U.S. citizens suspected of terror activity without any evidence could be detained by the military on U.S. soil. That's the Atlantic magazine. Doesn't get more prestigious than that. Warning you. I mean, I can't believe this is going this far. I mean, they're really getting ready to shut down the web. They're really getting ready to start arresting people. They're really going to try it, ladies and gentlemen, and they want us to get violent. Because when anybody fights back being dragged off to the FEMA camp, you're going to be called a terrorist. Do you have any idea, police and military, what's going to happen to you when 1% of the gun owners resist? That's 1.5 million combatants. And once this thing goes hot, people aren't going to wait in their houses for you, fools. And all your cameras and RFID and tracker crap isn't going to help you. Do you understand that? And it's not going to help us, the American people, either. This doesn't have to happen, fools. That are, you know, there's a reason in the last 20 years they only hire police officers with under 100 IQ. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying it isn't true. Just Google. It's mainstream news, every major city. They don't like hiring cops that are smart because they know the cops will see through the programming and lies. And I'm not saying all cops are dumb. The point is that they don't want to hire smart people. Look at the TSA. I'm not saying you're all dumb, but a lot of you are as dumb as a box of rocks. Not all of you, but quite a few. And they give you this unholy, unconstitutional power. And they teach you that thugism and abuse is a good thing. Look, we have a criminal group that's hijacked our country. And a lot of people are waking up and taking action, so the government's going to stage a bunch of terror attacks and shootings and bombings and everything else and blame it on every group criticizing them. Just get ready for it. It's already started. It's the only card they can play, as I've said the last few months. And look, it's happening. But it is really creepy that in every one of these reports, I'm the top enemy of these people. Let me tell you, it's lonely. So horrible. And it's painful. But we've got to stand up against these people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man
comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents.
And then he sup. Will you partake of that last?
The enemy belligerent interrogation detention.
Or disappear.
Interrogation, torture. The enemy belligerent interrogation detention and prosecution act of 2010 introduced by Senator John McCain and Joseph Lieberman on Thursday with little fanfare. Sets out a comprehensive policy for the detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected enemy belligerents who are believed to have engaged in hostilities against the United States by requiring these individuals to be held in military custody, interrogated for their intelligence value, and not provided with Miranda warning. The full bill can be read here. We have a PDF up on PrisonPlanet.com in the article. The bill does not distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-citizens and states that suspected belligerents who are considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with Miranda warning. a person considered high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. Then you will be secretly held. One, pose a threat of attack on civilians or civilian facilities from the U.S. or U.S. facilities abroad. You just pose a threat. Pose a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Potential intelligence value. That's three. Just if you have any potential intelligence value, they can secretly arrest you. Four, is a member of Al-Qaeda or a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Or five, such other matters as the president considers appropriate. So unlimited power in the last clause. Just like Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act says all activities that endanger human life that are a violation of any federal or state law are applicable under the Patriot Act that strips the entire Bill of Rights. I'm going to break this down fully in the next hour because it ties in with what the TSA is announcing they're going to do and are starting to do nationwide. But when I sent Rob Dew, Jason Burmes, and Jason Douglas up to G20, the Pentagon put out a report that they were at a Air National Guard base massing thousands of troops. We called the base and said, and other reporters had been there, and we said, we'd like to come over and interview. And they said, just come to the gate. So on video, and this is in the upcoming Police State 4 Rise of FEMA, they pull up, they give them their name, information, and they make them wait 20 minutes, and they say, yeah, pull over there, we're going to come talk to you. They come over, they talk to them, and they say, come back tomorrow. They then get tailed. They're in their hotel room eating dinner. The phone rings, and it's, hey, it's Alamo Rental Car. We want to give you 2 free days. The brakes aren't good on the car you've got. And our guy said, well, we'll bring it back tomorrow then. And the guy said, look, I'm such and such with the police department, and I got his name. I called him myself later from here in Austin, and we wrote an article about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he said, you were suspected of being terrorists. You were plotting to attack the base. You were sneaking around, and you ran. And he gave him the names of the military officers they talked to. We have the video. They're totally polite. See, we're not human to the military and the police now. We're inhuman scum. You don't pull up politely and say, we'd like to interview your public spokesperson. We're making a film about this. We're not human. We don't even exist. Just out of hand, lie about us, say we were planning to blow the base up. And then he laughed at Jason Douglas and said, well, you're going to be on the list for the rest of your life. You see, Jason Douglas isn't a human because these people are psychopaths. Lying about us means nothing. And there's that talking point, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, mainstream media, going on really for the last year, out of the blue, that 9/11 truth, alternative media, birthers in the fetters, we got army documents on this, are violent terrorists. And then magically, somebody goes to the military base, the Pentagon, and supposedly shoots 2 people. And magically, somebody who's a Tea Party person, the media claimed, turned out it wasn't true, flies a plane into the IRS building. And they've got the legislation, which I don't know why they need this. I guess they just want it to be public. I mean, the Patriot Act's already got these provisions. The Enemy Combatant Act states that they just strip you extrajudicially of your citizenship and can arrest you in these fashions. This is the complete end of our republic. And once these protections are gone, it's going to be used on everyone. It always is throughout history. But they think you're such a drug-addled, decadent, dumbed-down, entertainment-obsessed, TV-head culture that you're just going to accept it. And they're moving with scientific tyranny using your tax money. And they state in these reports, they're going to take your farms and ranches. They're going to take your businesses. They're going to draft your children into domestic spy corps and domestic environment corps. And it's all being announced. And they're going to take over the Boy Scouts. And they're now doing it and train them to, quote, take on gun owners and veterans. New York Times. They're just doing it. And the Republican Party is cheerleading all of it and claiming Obama's a communist and a Muslim. And he's not hard enough on terror when he is dwarfing everything Bush did. Again, giving Obama left cover so the left in this country doesn't realize what's happening. Do you feel safe having this set up? Look at what you are allowing to be built. And a lot of you know tyranny is being set up, so you're scared. You're going to try to just play it safe. But playing it safe against tyranny is not playing it safe. It's ensuring it happens. And many of you that are laughing now or are scared and don't get involved, if this ends up succeeding, you're going to have yourself to blame for it as much as the New World Order. You understand that? You are having your water poisoned. You are having your food poisoned on record. The GMO, the hundreds of chemicals they put in the water, the vaccines. They're coming after me, but they're also coming after all of you. We know how these systems end. We know the goal is to be authoritarian and oppressive. We know they're federalizing all local police, putting in threat fusion spy centers that violate the entire Bill of Rights on its face. We know the government brings in the majority of the narcotics on record. We know they're planning to launch new wars. There is no end to what this ruling class is doing. They are predators, parasitically feeding on everything good, funding radical Muslim terror groups at every front. So think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the future. Think about what you're allowing to happen. Think about how they sell you on, oh, we're just going to torture foreigners. We're just going to secretly arrest foreigners. And then you find out they're using the Patriot Act on gun shows and homeless and veterans and supposed family violence and for people supposedly who hadn't paid their income tax. Oh, you don't get your due process. You don't get your equal protection under the law. You don't get your jury. But wait, I thought this was for Al-Qaeda. You are Al-Qaeda. The Army's own report from 2005, the Tagumbu report, General Tagumbu, torturing children in front of their parents, sexually raping them. Well, that's what America's got to do to get tough on Al-Qaeda. Torturing people to death, secret black sites all over the world, snatching and grabbing whoever they want, whenever they want. And now they're saying, we're going to do it in America to citizens. They have to come out in the open so the FBI and the ATF and the cops and the private contractors think it's okay. Men, we're getting tough on the terrorists in America. These truthers and birthers and in the fetters have been linked to this event in Austin. And the event at the Pentagon, but that's classified. The public can't be told this. These are the high-valued targets. You're going to break into their house and plant stuff on them. Or you're going to snatch and grab them. This guy goes home at work at this time. We've got some local PD working with us. Member of the CIA operative, Carnaby in Houston, what, a year and a half ago? High-level CIA. The cops pull him over, get him out of his car, and execute him right there on the street. They got CIA squads in every department above 50,000 people. That's a dead reckoning. In key drug routes, the CIA runs small police departments. And hey, if the cops are on the take from the government, you see these local judges and cops living in million-dollar houses? Then they start getting more corrupt. They start raping women. They start parking outside the topless bars, pulling them over, making them do sexual favors. They start beating up their neighbors, killing people. They start just pulling cars over, robbing people's wallets. Because, hey, they're allowed to commit crime. They know stuff about the government. And the government has been recruiting for decades more and more criminals into their midst and kicking the good men and women out. Until now, they think they've got enough criminals in major police departments and in the state houses and in the federal agencies that they are going for absolute broke. And the government's put out reports a month ago saying John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez could write memos ordering the military to torture children and bury people alive, and that the president is basically a god. And they're telling the Justice Department and the FBI that right now, and they're saying, boys, you do whatever you want as long as we order it. It's open season on the American people. Tear them limb from limb. Drive them into submission. The banks are going to take good care of us. We just got to hold these people down while we rob them. You're all going to get a piece of it. Their farms, their ranches, their businesses, their women. And you see all the new cops and FBI people, they got shaved heads, goatees, devil tats. They look like hardcore ex-con enforcers. And they do what they want, when they want. And I want you to know something, folks. They're not going to give you any quarter. They're not going to back off one bit. They've decided to go for broke. They've committed so many crimes. They've tortured children with battery acid. Sexually. That's all I'm going to say. It's in the Army Report, MSNBC, if you want to read it. And our government has said, that's good. That's wholesome. What comes next? How much further do we sink? Where do we go from there? A lot further down. Hell is being released. And the movies and the culture, the video games are all about rape and torture and murder and death and killing. You know, the Roman Republic didn't have gladiators when it was first founded, and then it was only convicted murderers that had to fight, and then they started throwing people in for not paying their taxes or for no reason. And the Roman historians wrote it was meant to dumb down the people and sear their conscience so they would accept brutality and see it as a form of entertainment so that they wouldn't stand up for each other when they were oppressed. And scientific torture porn, as the media calls it, showing unbelievable rape and torture in movies, showing it as if it's good. People go and watch that and are totally desensitized. It's now manly to be into torture and death and killing. We have been turned into a nation of demons. When I say fat, I mean spiritually fat, decadent, slovenly, hateful, spiteful, falsely sardonic, arrogant, exponential envy, like a disease has spread, balkanized, divided against each other, lovers of themselves, lovers of evil. 50 million dead babies. Black people, led by their wicked leaders, have allowed 52% of their people to be murdered by abortion. And they love it. But some college kids, as a joke, throw some cotton balls out by the black dormitory, and they're being charged with terrorism. Yeah, see, that's what the system does. It always gives you a false version of justice. Oh, we're going to kill 52% of the black people. We're going to shoot you in the back and torture you and ship drugs in your community, but none of that's a problem. Your black leaders aren't going to get concerned about that. But don't worry, when some college kids throw a bag of white cotton balls, I guess meaning used to be cotton pickers, we're going to charge them with terrorism. That's in the news today. So, see, you could feel all good while you go in and get a big glass of fluoride that attacks your testicles and your ovaries and all your organs. You can shoot yourself up full of your mercury. You can watch 52% of your people killed. But nobody told you to be upset about that. So you're going to get all sad and cry about the cotton balls all day. And watch two young stupid pranksters drug off to prison. Was it mean? Was it insensitive? Yeah. And black clubs have done similar things to white clubs. Big deal. That's just tribal baloney. And who knows, it may even be a frame-up. Most of these college campus things where a star gets put on a dorm room, Star of David, or a swastika, or the N-word gets written, most of the time it's been staged. And that's come out in the news for people looking for attention. See, we're all worried about men in a cave. We better give all our rights up to the troops and the checkpoints and the body scanners because it's so scary because the Al-Qaeda boogeyman might get me. Statistically, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in 1 year. That's an official number. Than you do of being killed by a terrorist. Meanwhile, you can see the terrorism. You can see tyranny. The body scans, the thumbprinting, the tracking, the tracing, the surveillance, the control, the cops everywhere, the gun confiscation, the paramilitary black ski mask, the troops running checkpoints. I mean, we know what the big bona fide threat is in history. We know we're in big trouble. But see, it's the perception. Let's not worry about 16 million murdered black people. Let's worry about some cotton balls. And cry and get all scared. Say, yeah, put them in prison for a prank.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to your life, a government run by foreign banks robbing everything in front of our eyes. They knew all the torture information was going to come out at Abu Ghraib and other camps, so they released some of the lighter photos, people being bitten by dogs, beaten to death, having to do sexually humiliating things, because this is what the perverts who run our government like. And so they sold the world on how great this was. And, of course, the world only hated us that much more. And now our government can't criticize China killing political dissidents. because our government's gearing up to do it as well. And we know how this ends. We know where this road leads. To death and destruction and damnation. We know. So for all of you soft people out there who are tuning in for the first time and think this is funny, you haven't studied history and you have no idea what you're in store for. We're a nation of spoiled brat children. And we better repent. And you're not going to find God in most of these churches. You're going to find a bunch of worldly glitter bugs. You're going to find God hitting your knees at midnight in the stillness of the night and asking God for forgiveness for not standing up against this evil and not doing more. Asking God to forgive you for hardening your heart and not recognizing evil in the culture when it's all around you. Evil isn't cute or funny. It's stinking piles of dead bodies. It's maggot-covered corpses. It's pain and humiliation, and it's innocence being tortured. This disgusting fetish that's pushed of paramilitary police and military everywhere, and this religion of weakness and cowardice, and a public that's trained to just sit there and wait for help. Help isn't coming. I thought about Friday's show with Gerald Celente talking about how there was a big earthquake when he was in Chile and he got out of the building and nobody else did. They just sat there calling the front desk and calling the police begging for help. And how he was in a restaurant, no one would help this choking man. So he finally helped him. And then they found out there was a doctor in the house who didn't want to get involved. Just like when I saw that choking woman, no one would help her. They were all yelling, call 911, call 911. They'd had their whole humanity taken. A bunch of TV-watching spectators who can't and won't do anything. And the establishment knows that, so they're going to rob you and hurt you. Do you understand that, fools? They are going to smash this society into a trillion pieces. Because that's the nature of evil. That's the nature of government. Once evil and corruption gets a hold, it's then a competition of the wicked, of the evil with each other to get into control. And within just a few decades, you get pure psychopathic, sadistic murderers in who just start slaughtering everyone for enjoyment. And you got CNN saying Mao Zedong's a great guy. Played that last week twice. Just bathing, washing our brains in pure evil. God help us. And I can really feel in my spirit, in my intellect, in my gut, in my psyche that we are headed towards a major explosion of this tyranny. I intellectually see it, but I also spiritually see it. You better get right with God. That's all I can tell you. You better hit your knees and ask God, not for protection. We don't deserve that. But that we get right with God. And that God work with all of us to make us be the leaders in our communities to stand against this evil. That is the only way we're going to be redeemed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.